Well, it's meant to be a one-stop shop for all the information you require on swine flu and the flu pandemic, and if you want information about symptoms. And you should, on the hotline, get through to somebody who can give you an assessment of that. And there's a questionnaire on the website that does the same thing.
Well, let's talk about the hotline first of all. How did that go?
Well, I did get through on the hotline when I rang yesterday, obviously not wanting to take up their time. I just switched off immediately. I got through to a person. That was simple enough. There wasn't a long wait. They just go through these questions, asking your symptoms and, you know, any sort of serious medical history you might have. But the website was a different story.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, the website was meant to go live at 3 o'clock, and it did a couple of minutes after that. But by 3:04, it crashed, really, and it put up a line that just said, "The service is currently very busy and cannot deal with your request at this time." And an hour after that, it was still putting out the same message.
How is it supposed to work?
Well, you're meant to be able to go through to this questionnaire so you can sort of self-assess yourself, which then I presume is then goes through at some kind of human being who then authorises whether or not you will get the drugs.
The health service has put this service together pretty quickly, haven't they?
Well, that's debatable, because there's been a lot of complaints from some doctors and obviously the opposition parties that this service should have been up and running when the World Health Organization actually declared the flu pandemic a couple of months ago. One would say, on balance, possibly not. But having said that, it's a very major IT operation, so you want to get it right. And unfortunately, as of, you know, when I tested it yesterday, it didn't seem they had quite got it right yet.
How will they decide who gets Tamiflu? Because, I mean, presumably this is open to abuse, this hotline and website.
Well, this is the big worry there is. And the chief medical officer, Professor Sir Liam Donaldson, has said in previous press conferences that I've been to that they're just going to rely on the honesty of the public.
Oh dear!
Whether or not that's a very good thing to rely on amid sort of headlines about sort of swine flu apocalypse is another matter, because I suspect that there will be a lot of people who will just want to get the drugs and have them in the house.
And isn't there also a danger that swine flu symptoms might mask more serious illnesses like meningitis?
Yeah, I mean, and that is the other concern, because, for example, on the actual hotline, the telephone hotline is not manned by medically trained staff. So there is a big question as to whether they are going to be able to spot other illnesses that might have similar symptoms, or people who might have an underlying health condition that could mean that a swine flu infection would be far more dangerous for them.
This hotline only covers England. What happens if you feel that you might have swine flu and you live outside England?
Well, you just have to contact your GP.
Okay, got that, folks? David, many thanks.
Thank you.